Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 7 today. Psalm 7 is a Shigion of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. Psalm 7. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that pursue me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that was without cause my adversary. Let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. Yea, let him tread my life down to the earth and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself against the rage of mine adversaries, and awake for me. Thou hast commanded judgment, and let the congregation of the peoples compass thee about, and over them return thou on high. The Lord ministers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the righteous. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My shield is with God, which saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yea, a God that has indignation every day. If a man turn not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He also has prepared for him the instruments of death. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, he travails with iniquity. Yea, he has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He has made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violence shall come down upon his own pate. I will give thanks unto the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise unto the name of the Lord Most High. In three parts, this psalm describes two different kinds of people and their interactions and relationships with God. The context of the psalm, written at the head of the psalm, is David's dealing with Cush, the Benjamite. And while this is nowhere else recorded in the scriptures, the context feels pretty clear about what's going on. One from Saul's tribe is causing mischief with David. At the end of the psalm, we find in verse 14, my translation says he, right after talking about God. And sometimes this can be a little confusing. I think some translations put a word in there, like the man of mischief, to show that it has changed in verse 13 to verse 14 from talking about God to this man who is travailing with iniquity. Well, the first part of the psalm is really that of David. And it has David's bold cry to God for help, as well as his bold claim of innocence and being a righteous man. And sometimes this can give us pause for someone to make such a bold claim. But rather than think about that, let's focus on what is revealed by someone who says that they are innocent and can stand before God and call on God to judge them. As David is describing himself, he's someone who is without iniquity in his heart, someone who continues to give peace to everyone, and even those who are refusing to give him peace. He is willing to serve and offer goodness to those who offer him evil. And this is a cry of exhortation for all of us to step up to this level of behavior so that we can know and that we are with God. This is what we need to be living in. And the second part of the psalm is that interaction with this great judge, God. God is a great judge in this psalm, one who is in judgment every day, knowing and feeling the deeds of the people, seeing the deeds that they do. He judges to condemn the wicked, and he judges to uplift the lowly righteous. And in the face of oppressors, this God of judgment is a great comfort for the one who can stand to God, stand in front of God, claiming to be innocent and crying out to God for help. And again, the third part of this psalm is that one, that enemy, the wicked, selfish one. Not only do they enter into the condemnation of the Lord by their bad heart and bad deeds, but their very deeds themselves are what causes them to be destroyed. They're destroyed by their deeds. They fall into the very pit they dig. And so it isn't only God who judges, but the nature of this world and the nature of what's going on around us, the way people talk about karma, about the irony of it coming back onto your head, the sheer rightness of someone getting what is coming to them, judges them. And why not? If this great creation was made by the great judge. Let's read through the psalm again. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that pursue me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that was without cause my adversary, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. Yea, let him tread my life down to the earth and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself against the rage of mine adversaries, and awake for me. Thou hast commanded judgment, and let the congregation of the peoples compass thee about, and over them return thou on high. The Lord ministers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the righteous. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My shield is with God, which saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, yea, a God that has indignation every day. If a man turn not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He also has prepared for him instruments of death. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, he travails with iniquity. Yea, he has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He has made a pit and digged it, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violence shall come down upon his own pate. I will give thanks unto the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise unto the name of the Lord Most High. David doesn't claim that his righteousness is the end of all things. He is going to praise and give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness. Just because we might be able to see that we can stand in our integrity doesn't mean that we are blind to our faults. We should know what we've done wrong and ever work to bring ourselves closer to God, the great pursuit of coming closer and closer to the great Creator and Judge. By so doing, leaving the wickedness and the troubles that wickedness creates, leaving them farther and farther behind. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope to talk with you again soon.